And welcome back on the Braden Tim Rodgers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with outfielder and Saul McGuire. And well, Saul, first talk about last night. You had the go-ahead three-run home run for the Marauders. You had two last week. Just what's led to that power surge here as of late?
I think a lot of it comes towards my trust in my ability. I've always known it's there, and I think a big part of who I am is trying to learn as much as possible, that I almost got myself into trouble of trying to perfect everything instead of trusting who I am as a player. And I've kind of honed into my strengths in at the plate, and I am being stubborn to my zone, and that's where all the power surge is coming from.
I know we talked before about maybe some of that adversity that you've had so far with the Pirates organization. What's the biggest lesson you feel like you've learned from that adversity?
Yeah, I think there's different adversity for all plays, and mine happened to be through injuries so far in my career, and it's a big part of me to kind of figure out a routine over the few years that I've been with the Pirates, is what works best for me. I hear older players come down and they talk about what worked for them, and I try things out. Might not work for me, but kind of figuring out a routine that's going to help me long term in this game.
Has there been a mentor, that someone that has really taken you under your wing, kind of helped show you the ropes a little bit here in the organization so far?
I think it's too hard to name an in particular mentor in the organization. I've tried to have as much help from everyone as much as possible. So to key on one person wouldn't do everyone any favors, but I think it's the whole organization and how they make their coaching staff and their players that they pick. It's a real family feel around here, so therefore no matter who you go towards, you do feel like everyone's input is for your best career.
Well, you grew up in Australia before you were signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates. What is baseball like in Australia compared to what you've experienced so far in the United States? And, where did you learn to love the game of baseball, and how long have you been playing it?
Yeah, I think a big part of the Australian game of baseball is based off USA, the game over here, as well as also the game in Japan. We are very close with Team Japan and their culture around baseball, and we try and pick little bits from every country to try and figure out what's going to work us the best. There might be more talented players from other countries, but I think we're really known to be relentless and just try and win a ball game no matter what. And that's, I think that kind of came where my love for the game was, where it was different to the other sports back home, and it wasn't very popular back home, but it was something that just had so much life around the world in the game, so that's where I loved it.
And how did you get involved with it? Did you have a brother or a sibling that played it? Just, how did you get involved?
I had a friend actually in kindergarten. He had it a little bit in his family, and so he invited me to this tri-table day, and I just fell in love with it. There was no connection through my family, my mum, dad, sister. No one really played it. They love it now through me, but it wasn't even a choice for us before I got introduced to it by a friend.
Was there a certain player that you grew up idolizing, or someone you model your game after or try to?
I think as a young kid, it's pretty hard to deny everyone's love for Derek Jeter. And that was just a big idol for me as a young kid, because his work ethic and who he was a player. He didn't try and do too much. He knew exactly who he was as a player, and he stuck with that every day and trusted himself. And that's someone that I always idolize, and I do try and follow in his footsteps these days.
Well, it's ironic. We're here in Tampa playing the Yankees affiliate, where Derek Jeter played so many seasons and so many spring training games here in Tampa. So what's the feeling like right now sitting in this dugout at the same ballpark where Derek Jeter played so many games at?
It's honestly, it's pretty outstanding to think where I am now is definitely as a kid, where all our dreams wanted to be, and I'm finally here. And it's funny, I was 12 years old, and a family friend took me over actually to a Yankees fantasy camp. And so I've spent a week here before as a young 12-year-old to kind of be around players. And we went to Disney World, and my dad texted me yesterday actually going, like, it's just unbelievable. You're around all these big names now. Back in the stadium where you used to have those fantasy camps, like, it's surreal for us, honestly.
What was the biggest name that you came in contact with during those fantasy camps with the Yankees?
We met one player, and it was only for a short outing, but Andrew Miller, left-handed pitcher, great career, and it was just, we weren't expecting it, and it was unbelievable to be around him. But it was also pretty cool to realize that he is just a human just like us, and that's kind of, for a lot of my career, it's half the battle is realizing the guys that you're up against are no different to you. You know, they put their socks and their pants on the same way you do, and you just got to remember that and realize that, you know, you're the best player on the field every day.
And for you, being a native of Australia, you played in the Australian Winter Baseball League, or the ABL, I believe, as it's called, for a couple seasons. How did that really help you prepare as a baseball player, just getting those extra reps in the off season?
It's been huge for my development. It really has. A lot of the guys you're around during those seasons of the Australian League are either affiliated players already that have been higher as you, or they're older guys, and that's a lot of it. Older guys that might not have the skills they used to have, but they are just so smart on how they play the game. And that's been a big part for me, is I'm such a energy guy where it's, I give my 100% every day, but realizing how do I really channel that into my game every day to benefit me for a whole season. And so being around those guys, and not just, you kind of see different ways of the game of, you know, I've got my best versus your best, or no, I see what you've got, I'm going to try and, you know, throw you some off speeds and counts that you're not going to expect it. And so through that adversity, I've struggled a little bit through the Australian League, and I've also had my successes, and I think there's a lot to learn for all players to go through that league. Yeah,
I'm guessing you've had a lot of family that will come by and watch those games though.
Yeah, exactly. That's the really good part about it. It's your off season, get to be home with my family. I stay with them, and the field's only 25 minutes away. So, yeah, friends, family from the state where I'm from, Sydney, or even like other states as well. And they all, even if they're through my parents, they know me and they want to watch me because of all this craze about this Australian baseball player that they know through their family friends. So it's really good to just kind of play in front of my family and really show them my love and how much I've learned really over the season to them, taking the off season, show them then.
Again, chatting here with Marauders outfielder and Solomon McGuire. How do your parents get to watch the games? I know the time difference is a little bit, so what time is it there in Australia when we throw first pitch here at 6:30 p.m.?
It changes, but like right now it's 8:30 in the morning for when game time starts. So my sister and mom are usually working, and my dad sometimes has clients on at that time, but sometimes he's able to just record the games for my family to watch it. I know my sister, she's at work, but she has it on her computer, doesn't pay any attention to the game, and she just has her earphones in for my name when it's called, and then she watches the game. So they're able to watch some of it. The Sunday games, unfortunately, that's 2 a.m. in the morning. They're not able to watch that. Apparently my dad woke up actually last Sunday to kind of record the at-bats for my family, but it is really good that they get to see it, especially being in rookie ball for a couple of years. They're not able to watch those games, and so they're kind of just like waiting on reports for me. And now that they can watch me, it's good on both ends, where it's, you know, they get to see me play, as well as they're not asking every single day how it all went, because they get to watch it, and it kind of takes a little bit of pressure off me, because I can just relax. They know what happened, and I can just, you know, enjoy everything else around the game.
So had they ever been to the United States before, had to visit you and watch you play, and have you ever been over the United States before you were signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yeah, I've been a few times before I signed. That's kind of our way to get seen over here, whether it's through college showcases or international tournaments. Been here a couple of times to be seen by scouts. And, yeah, my parents, they came over when I signed. But they haven't been over since I signed to play. But my sister and her boyfriend will be coming actually in a couple of weeks, I think next week maybe, to watch a couple of my games and just enjoy the time out here. And I think my parents might be coming next year. So it is tough, you know, it's a long, long way over with plane and expense and things like that. So they've been waiting for the right time, but I know the support's there no matter what.
One last one here for me for you. What's something about Saul McGuire off the baseball field that not many people would know about you?
Ooh, good question.
Could be anything, be a fun fact, you know, place you've been or traveled, just... Maybe you're related to someone famous. I don't know.
What's something that I know about? One thing for starters, I do love my golf. I am terrible at it, but I still enjoy it. And I think the biggest part about me is just every time in the off season, it'll be at least 4 days a week I'm at the beach. I don't need to be around everyone else. It's just me, myself, and I sometimes going to the beach and relaxing, and that's kind of where I take my head away from the game and just kind of reset myself. And that's, I'd say, that's a big part about me. Yeah.
So Florida's perfect for then. You got beaches and you got golf courses.
Honestly, it really is perfect. It's, if only this humidity calmed down a bit, but no, it's a beautiful place for me and it works perfectly with my lifestyle.
Well, Saul McGuire, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lineups more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting ready for game two of this six-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. Marauders have won their last 11 games, looking to make it 12 today as they turn to a minor league rehabber in Ryan Harbin, opposite of Luis Serna for the Tampa Tarpons. It's time now to exchange lineup cards with you. And first, we start with the visitors and the Marauders. Switch hitting second baseman Gerald Toledo hits leadoff, followed by another switch hitter and the shortstop Kiner Delgado. Esblin Valdez plays first base and hits third. Omar Alfonso does the catching. He bats cleanup. Left fielder Eddie Rodriguez hits fifth, while Shaleen Polanco plays right field and bats sixth. Saul McGuire, who just heard before on the pregame show, he is the DH and bats seventh. Third baseman Javier Rivas hits eighth, and Braylon Bishop rounds out the starting nine. He plays center field. Again, Marauders send Ryan Harbin, who spent a good chunk of the season with Bradenton last year out of the bullpen. I'm not sure how long he will go today, but he's a guy that, oh boy, he was lights out at this level last year, a sub-1 ERA in 33 and two-thirds innings out of the bullpen. For the Tarpons, shortstop George Lombard Jr. hits leadoff, while the DH Tyler Hardman, minor league rehabber from AA Somerset. Third baseman Roger Garias hits third. Dylan Hasso plays first and bats cleanup. Left fielder Jackson Castillo bats fifth. William Montero, the center fielder, hits sixth. Second baseman is Hans Montero, who bats seventh. Manuel Palencia does the catching tonight. He bats eighth. And Dari Arias, the right fielder, rounds out the starting nine for the Tarpons as they send Luis Serna to the hill here tonight. It's Serna against Harbin on this second of six between the Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates, single-A affiliates. Tarpons take the field in their home, white pinstripes, Marauders, black tops, gray pants, the Bradenton script jerseys for them as they spill out from the third base dugout. National Anthem coming up next. First pitch on the other side. This has been a presentation of the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. It's the second of six between the New York Yankees affiliate and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tarpons and Marauders as Bradenton goes for their 12th straight victory here tonight. Marauders won yesterday 4-3 as they just hung on for dear life in the ninth inning. Magda Okota picked up the save. Now tonight they look to get back to their more dominant ways, but that's been the case this year. Gerald Toledo, switch hitter, leads things off on the left side, playing second base today. Connor Delgado, the shortstop, to follow. Esbelin Valdez plays first and hits third. The minimum that the right-hander will face in Luis Serna. First pitch is popped in the air right side. Second baseman Montero backpedals on the outfield grass and puts it away. One pitch, one out to start the first inning. Here in Tampa at 6:32 p.m. One out, base is empty, no score, top one, just off and running. Connor Delgado switch hitting shortstop, hits second. Batting from the left side for his pitch. Showed bunt and takes a called strike on the outer half. It's nothing at one. Game time temperature 82 degrees. Some clouds up in the sky. As Delgado swings and misses as he falls behind, nothing and two. Wind blowing at 11 miles an hour. The flags on the left center not doing much right now as they pick up. As the 0-2 is inside, 1-2 from Serna. Ryder comes in, a 1-2 win-loss record and a 6.86 CRA. A 1-2, swinging a looper foul, third base side. Into the netting. A much lighter crowd here tonight. Jason Dominguez, Major League Rehabber, is not in a lineup. They also had $2 tickets yesterday. Ready from the windup, 1-2. And changeup located outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Delgado, a former Yankee himself in the minor league system, was playing for the FCL Yankees at the time of the trade. And 2-2, bouncer back up the middle, off the glove of Serna. First base side, underhand, flip to first in time, and they get Delgado. Two gone on the first inning as Delgado is put down. As Esbelin Valdez to the dish with two gone, no one on, top one, no score. Just off and running here in Tampa. Infield back the entire way around to the righty Valdez, who comes in with good numbers this year. First pitch down and away for ball one. Four home runs, 18 driven in, hitting 260 on the season. Righty Serna's 1-0. And a breaking ball located inside, 2-0 on Valdez, who right now is riding a 15-game on-base streak. That is tied for the most, largest on-base streak for Marauder this season. And a 2-0 breaking ball whiffed out and missed on the inner half. It's 2-1. And Jesus Castillo started the season on a 15-game on-base streak. Here's a 2-1, and down and away with a breaking ball, 3-1 as Valdez lays off. Looking to walk here in the first inning, Omar Alfonso's on deck. 3-1, swing and a miss. Another off-speed there that time, it's 4-3-2. And a couple of really nice changeups from Cerna. 3-2, swing and a miss. He gets him. That time a slider down and away. A 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Tampa. No score after half an inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night, as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom one in Tampa, George M. Steinbrenner Field. Bradenton went down in order 1, 2, and 3 in the inning. Here is Ryan Harbin, minor league rehabber from High A Greensboro, working from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. First pitch is a check swing in there, called strike to George Lombard Jr. It's nothing and one. Now Harbin, 22-year-old from Bartow, Florida, and 17th round selection back in 2019. The 0-1. Swinging a sharp ground ball back up the middle. Over second base, scooped up by Toledo, who fields it, comes around and throws to first. Puts away George Lombard Jr., one gone in the inning for Tyler Hardman. Well, let's get to the defense quickly. For the Marauders, starting the outfield left to right, Eddie Rodriguez, Braylon Bishop, and Shalene Blanco. Over at third, Javier Rivas, Connor Delgado, and Gerald Toledo up the middle. Esmalin Valdez at first, Omar Alfonso doing the catching. Here's the first pitch, the righty Harbin. He swings and misses at an inside pitch for strike one. Tyler Harbin just announced today on minor league rehab. Righty Harbin set from the letters and kicks 0-1. And a slider popped in the air foul, first base side out of play. It's nothing and two. 25-year-old Hardman. Is assigned to AA Somerset's roster. 25-year-old was a fifth-round pick in 2021 by the Yankees out of Oklahoma. No balls and two strikes on Hardman. As Hardin, the right-hander sets and deals. And a slider outside, it's 1-2. Nobody on, one gone, bottom one, no score here at George M. Steinbrenner Field, home of New York Yankees affiliate, the Tampa Tarpons, and the spring training home of the Yankees. The 1-2, swinging a sharp ground ball, right side, Toledo is left, scoops, double clutches, throws to first, and they get Hardman. A nice play by Toledo at second base. back-to-back 4-3 putouts, and two gone in the first for Roger Garvius. Now, Harbin was assigned on rehab yesterday, hasn't pitched at all in 2024 with Greensboro. Made two rehab appearances with the FCL Pirates, one inning in a third, allowed a run on a hit. As first pitch to the switching Arias, batting left, it's a called strike, nothing and one. Arias riding an 8-game on base streak. Reached base yesterday. Check swing on the 0-1, it's at the knees, called strike, nothing and two. A couple sliders here to Arias, batting left. Looking for 1-2-3, bottom one from the right-hander. Harbin ready, the 0-2. Tugs a fastball at 98 miles an hour down and in, it's 1-2. That's something you see a lot of Yankee pitchers, they'll throw hard. Every guy almost sits 96, 97. The 1-2. Check swing, he offered, he got sorted on a fastball in the outside corner at 98 miles an hour. It's a 1-2-3 first inning here in Tampa. No score after one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning in Tampa, George M. Steinbrenner Field. No score between Bradenton and the Tampa Tarpons as Omar Alfonso, lefty catcher, steps the plate against the right-hander. And a first pitch, Luis Cerna throws in high for ball one. Well, let's meet Luis Cerna. As a one to Alfonso, he takes letter high, called strike. It's 1-1. 19-year-old Cerna, native of Mexico. Back in May in 2021, Alfonso dribbles a foul behind him. Nickname El Guero while he was pitching in Mexico. As Alfonso checks his swing, appeal to first, and Jared Neal says he held up. It's 2-1. Two balls and two strikes, excuse me. The 2-2. Swing and a bouncer foul towards the top step of the Tarpons dugout first base side. It was known as having the best changeup of the Yankees system after last year. 18-year-old had a 1.96 ERA and 41 of the third innings in 11 games in 2022. As a 2-2, as a changeup rolled over foul first base side. And that's because last year there was a guy by the name of Drew Thorpe who was the minor league pitcher of the year across all of minor league baseball. had the best changeup in the system. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There's a changeup. Caught a piece of it right in the mitt, though, of Palencia. And two Ks today for Cerner's. A tied all four. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Oh, I forgot to get to the defense for Tampa on a quick first inning. The outfield left to right, Jackson Castillo, William Montero, Dari Arias. At third base, it's Roger Arias. As for his pitch check swing, it's in tight for ball one, Rodriguez, the righty. It's 1-0. George Lombard Jr., Hans Montero up the middle with Dylan Hasso at first. And Manuel Palencia doing the catching. As the 1-0, sky in the air to left field. Castillo jogs in, still moving his feet as he stutter steps the last second and puts it away. Two quick outs here in the second inning. Nobody on. No score as Shalene Polanco comes to the dish. Cerna last year spent on the entire season with the Complex League team where it made eight starts, 0-1, a 4.19 ERA. First pitch bounces low. It's ball one to Polanco. 23 strikeouts, 8 walks, and 19 in a third innings. And this year, pretty much similar numbers, lower walks. Strikeout numbers around even. As 1-0 changeups outside, 2-0 to the lefty Polanco. And 1-2 with a 6.97 ERA and 5 games started so far this year. And the 2-0 changeup fouled off at home plate for strike one. And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back behind home. It's 2-2. Bradenton looking for their 12th straight victory. They've won the last 11. 2-2. Swing and a high chopper off home plate. Foul behind home, and they'll do it again. Now, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the Phillies' high affiliate, they lost yesterday to Yankees' high affiliate, Hudson Valley, and so the Renegades' 11-game win streak is tied for the longest this year by a minor league baseball team so far. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lunge at a changeup. Couldn't make contact with it. Three strikeouts in the ball game now for Luis Cerna. He's tossed two scoreless. Bottom two next. No score. And the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back in Tampa for the bottom of the second inning, Ryan Harbin out for another inning. Minor league rehabber from High A Greensboro. As righty lifts, first pitch is a slider outside for ball one. Dylan Hasso, the first baseman, it's 1-0. No score. Here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. The crowd has filled out a little bit more than at first pitch, but still a light crowd here. It's 11,000 seat plus stadium. And 1-0 fastball, letter high, called strike. And it's 1-1. Actually, it was a cutter that time at 87. Sun starting to peek out from behind the clouds. First time today. Here's the 1-1. And Hasso takes something in, 2-1. We were talking a little bit before in the last half inning. Just about Harbin and where he has been so far this year and last year. A 2-1. That's in tight. Nearly hits him with a fastball at 96. It's 3-1. Now last year, he started the year with Bradenton, appeared in 21 games, where he had three saves. Struck out 44, walked 15 in 32 and two-thirds innings, a 0.83 ERA. Really good numbers. 3-1, swing and a miss, down and in on a fastball at 97. It's full 3-2 now. Opponents hit just a buck 67 off of him. And the 3-2, swinging a foul back to the netting. They'll do it again. Bit of rain in the area today. Driving up from Bradenton. It's a commuter trip, so every day, but Sunday will be a commuter. 3-2, Slaughter called third strike. Hasso knew it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Harden. And one out, nobody on for Jackson Castillo. So here's Castillo, had a good night last night, hit a home run off of Domingo Herman, who's making his way back towards the major leagues. A lefty Castillo digs in against the righty Harbin. First pitch is a backdoor slider called strike. It's nothing and one. Castillo went 2-for-4 on base three times last night. He walked in one of his other plate appearances. Righty Harbin, 0-1, and Castillo slaps it foul deep down the left field line out of play. And snowballs and two strikes. Well, Castillo coming in 250 in his first 19 games. On base, though, 392 and a slugging of 453. Pretty good numbers. 0-2. Swing and a roll over foul first base side. So he's got five doubles, two home runs, 14 driven in while walking 15 times and 64 ABs. That's a high number, I'd say. 0-2 to him. And fastball sails high, 97. It's 1-2. No score, bottom two here in Tampa. One out, base is empty. As a righty Harbin gears home, 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball foul off the left side. And we'll try it again. Against Castillo with Willie Montero on deck for the Tampa Tarpons. 1-2. Swinging a sharp ground ball off the lip. Big hop for Valdez, who fields it belt high and will take it to the bag himself. Easy one there for Esmalin Valdez. And the first now five retired for Ryan Harbin. He's trying to match Luis Cerna, who's gone six up, six down to start this ball game. And now the center fielder Montero to the plate. Ready matchup. First pitch from Harbin. It's a slider just a hair low. It's 1-0. Harbin on the mound. Stands at 6'3", 222 pounds. Was an organizational all-star last year for the Pirates. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Another slider. It's 1-1. You know, he struggled with the Grasshoppers last year, but really just a couple of big outings that blew that ERA. North is 6 at 6.65. Slider skips in. It's 2-1 to the righty Montero. Made 14 appearances, but didn't allow a run in 8 of those 14. So over half of his appearances, he didn't give up a run. Two balls, one strike to the righty Montero, and a pitch. Fastball jazz down and away. It's 3-1. He was one of just four pitchers in the Pirates org who had an ERA sub 3.2 with at least 50 innings under their belt. He's behind here at 3-1. And that's down and away. Ball four. Another fastball. Couldn't locate it. Saw a two-on walk to Willie Montero. And it puts a man on for Hans Montero.
Now by the second baseman at number 10, Hans Montero. Number 10.
Mound visit here for Omar Alfonso. He's out to have a word. Right now, Harbin's at 28 pitches, 18 strikes. Playing with the rosin bag. There's a bit of stirring in the Marauders bullpen. Somebody is throwing. I think it's a lefty. I can see a bit obstructed here down the left field line. So runner at first, two outs. As Harbin deals home first pitch, and that pop foul first base side of the plate of Montero, it's strike one. Oh, one. And changeup called, strike on the outside corner, it's nothing and two. Here on Montero playing second base today. Oh, 2. Swinging a looper back towards the screen. Oh, 2 again. Slaughter called third strike. Three punch outs for Harbin. That may do it for him here today. He's gone the first two. And leaves the man stranded over at first base. After two, no score here in Tampa on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Back in Tampa, Florida, George M. Steinbrenner Field. No score between Tarpons and the Marauders in the second game of six between the Yankees and the Pirates, single-A affiliates. First pitch, lefty McGuire is popped in the air, foul, third base, side out of play for strike one from Luis Serna, who has gone six up, six down so far with three strikeouts. But McGuire, though, guy is swinging a hot bat of the dish, the 0-1. And that's taken low for ball. It's 1-1. McGuire home run yesterday. He's got a hit in his last five. including an extra base hit in the last four. So put up by Frank Jones calls time. He's paired with Jared Neal, who's at first base, the field umpire. The 1-1 from the righty, and a changeup dots the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-2. We had a great chat with McGuire on the pregame show today. It's the 1-2. And that bounces in the dirt. 2-2 on the inner half with a fastball. Just about him being from Australia, growing up there, idolizing a guy like Derek Jeter, for example. 2-2, swinging a high bouncer off the infield dirt to Montero. Has it easily, flings on a first. And leadoff man's retired in the third. One gone, nobody on for Javier Rivas. Had no idea. Start talking about, you know, well, if you're in Australia, who is your guy? You know, you could go anywhere. And then the big leagues. And he ends up picking Derek Jeter. Obviously here at the Yankee spring training home. First pitch is a slider down and away for ball one. But the one really cool aspect of it was the fact that he had been here for fantasy camps before with the Yankees as the 1-0. Rivas swings and misses. On a slider, it's 1-1. And one guy he had got the chance to meet and work with was Andrew Miller. 1-1. Leaving a miss on a changeup on the inside edge. The righty, Rivas, it's 1-2. Miller spent a long time in the big leagues. 1-2. And changeup down and in. And it's 2-2. I remember it for in 2016 and just the run that he had with the Cleveland Guardians, then the Indians, 2-2. And that's just a hair low. It's full of 3-2. Miller is a two-time All-Star. Pitched 16 years in the bigs, including a time with the Yankees in 2015 and 16. 3-2. And Rivas strikes out swinging. That's now four punch outs for the righty Luis Serna. And two outs, base is empty for Braylon Bishop. Boy, Serna's just been on his A game today. Coming off in his last start. And first pitch is a called strike at the knees to the lefty Bishop. It's 0-1. Allowed one run, struck out three on three hits and five innings against Clearwater last week. Boy, just a one bad outing for him. As the breaking ball misses low, it's 1-1 to the lefty Bishop. Gave up eight runs, walked four in 2 2/3 here against Lakeland. The 1-1, and Bishop line drive off the infield. A big hop for Montero in the hole on the right side. Flips it on first. Another 1-2-3 inning for Luis Serna. Nine up, nine down. Still no score after 2.5. And Tampa on the Marauders broadcast network.
Fans, are you ready for another wacky year? Well, here it is.
Fans, I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
So not a bad start for Ryan Harbin as he departs for Antoine Kelly. Part of the bridge here. Bottom 3-0 score in Tampa. His first pitch of Antoine Kelly, the righty, is a fastball line drive. One hopper reeled in by Toledo at second base. Sidearm tosses to first. And leadoff man, and Manuel Palencia is retired on just one pitch to start this third inning. So final line for Harbin, throws 32 pitches, 22 strikes, went two innings scoreless, didn't allow a hit, did walk one and struck out three. Ready again, Kelly in. First pitch to Dari Arias. It is a called strike, letter high, with an off-speed for strike one. You'll see Kelly go the next few innings. And the pitch is swung on, hit well in the air, deep to right center field. Polanco and Bishop beating in the deepest alley, and it's a center fielder, Bishop, who hauls it in on the edge of the warning track right near the Hooters sign. And two gone, nobody on. And bottom of the third inning for George Lombard, shooting the top of the order. Neither side with a hit so far. Just the only man to reach was a walk last inning to Willie Montero. First pitch is a fastball from Kelly. The knees called strike 0-1. Well, Kelly this season is making his second appearance out of the bullpen. His seventh overall, five games started this season. As the 0-1 is a fastball outside 1-1. Comes in with a 6 ERA and 1-2 record in 24 innings, 12 walks, 22 Ks. 1-1. Down and away, it's 2-1. Kelly in his last appearance was a start last week against St. Lucie. Again, he's on a really good run. His probably last three starts have been his best. 2-1. Swinging a line drive to center field. Bishop to his right in the alley. Stops and makes the grab in left center field. Another 1-2-3 inning from pitcher today. We head to the fourth. No score. No hits. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Gerald Toledo leads things off. Switcher to batting left against the righty Luis Serna. He fires a first pitch fastball high for ball one. Kickstart this fourth inning. No score, no hits for either side either. There are a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard in left center. As the 1-0 Toledo lines it out towards right field. Sinking fast, it drops in, base hit. As Dari Arias picked it off the grass and trapped it. And so Toledo has this game's first hit. It's a leadoff single in the fourth inning. So leadoff man aboard for Connor Delgado is running a five-game hitting streak coming in. Looking to make it six today. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch is tucked inside for ball one, Emmanuel Palencia. It's 1-0. Bradenton took game one yesterday, 4-3, to win their 11th straight game as a toss over first, which it's tied with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for the longest win streak here in the season, 1-0. And Delgado fans on a breaking ball on the outside corner, it's 1-1. Now last year, Bradenton's longest win streak was 7. They also won 6 games in a row twice. Long hold, 1-1. And fastball a bit high on the 5'9" Delgado. It's 2-1. Last year, Clearwater won 13 straight games from April 23rd to May the 7th. So right around the same time, a little bit earlier, 2-1. And Delgado fans on a changeup again. It's 2-2. Lakeland won a dozen games, so those were the two teams last year in the FSL that had won at least double-digit straight games. I think it's a lot easier at this level to win, you know, 10, 11 games in a row than it is in other levels. 2-2, and that's up and in, 3-2. You look back to 2022, though, Marauders won 9 in a row, which is the longest streak by any team that season. Serna throws to first. They have Toledo picked off. Throw to second base. He's a dead duck. And so Toledo is picked off. The only man to reach today for Bradenton. Probably going to go in motion on that pitch, and that's why he gets tagged out. So put it down in your book. 1-3-6 on the pickoff as Hasso threw down at George Lombard Jr. 3-2 to Delgado is lined over the third baseman, Arias Glove. Into left field, base hit. Delgado, a sharp turnaround at first, but Castillo got to the baseball quickly. And just like that, back-to-back singles, but right after the pickoff.
Now by the first baseman, number 27, is Herman Valdez.
So one out, man at first, no score, top four here in Tampa. Wind now starting to blow out towards the left center field. Here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And Esberlin Valdez, digs in the right side. And a toss back over to first. Delgado, no go that time. We've alluded to a few times already, Connor Delgado is a guy that's going to want to run. Now, last year at the FCO Yankees, stole 36 bags. First pitch to Valdez. Swinging a high, pop up behind Tome. It's out of play, though. For strike one. So count no balls and one strike on Valdez, the pitch. And a breaking ball low. It's 1-1. Valdez searching to extend his on-base streak to 16 games today. Delgado short lead at first with the pink of a mid on, and a 1-1 slider down and away, 2-1. Luis Serna, probably the most pitches he's thrown in an inning today. He's gone 13, 15, 14 his first three. And another toss back over to first. Delgado this time in standing. Two one, there he goes. Check swing, it's inside. Throw to second base is a good one on a hop, but Delgado steals. He swipes in safely with a feet first dive. And the count 3-1 on Valdez. The man on second, one gone. Top of the fourth inning. So So now Serna trying to keep this a scoreless ball game. Leave a man at second. I guess they call it a strike now. The 2-2, it says, and swing and a miss for strike three. It was 3-1. Now Singh is out. I thought the count was 3-1. They must have called the last pitch strike three. And Valdez thought the same thing I did, so he's down on strikes. Five punch outs now for Serna. Runner at second base. Here's Omar Alfonso. Runner at second base. Lefty batter waits first pitch. And skips in for ball one. Now Luis Serna. He was a top 30 prospect last year in the New York Yankees system. I think he was this year until the reshufflement about 2 days ago because he struggled this year. He was number 19 prospect last year. He looks back towards home. 1-0. Look back to second again. No throw that time. He's actually the cousin of Jared Serna, who's currently the number 19 prospect of the Yankee system. 1-0. And change up outside. Dropped, though, for a second by Palencia. Pounced on it quickly. It's 2-0 on the lefty Alfonso. Jared Serna, a member of the Hudson Valley Renegades right now. He played for Tampa last year, so they didn't play with each other together in the Yankees org. Two to Alfonso, swinging a ground ball on a changeup. Right up Montero, gobbles it up, throws to first, and that's the inning. No runs, two hits, one man left on the base. We hit at the bottom of the fourth inning, no score in Tampa. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Leading off for the Tarpons, the designated hitter, number 16, Tyler Hornell.
No score, bottom four here in Tampa at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Marauders got the first hits of the game last inning, but couldn't score anybody across. As first pitch, Tyler Hardman sliced out towards right field. Polanco towards the line a few steps, and it puts it away. One gone in the fourth inning for Roger Carius.
Now batting the third baseman, number 9, Roderick Arias. Number 9.
Well, game was started by Ryan Hardman, who retired. Just one man reached against him on a walk. Now Antoine Kelly's been in. First pitch skips in for ball one. Tarajic Arias switch hitter batting left, the third baseman today. As Harmon lines out, one out, base is empty. No score in the fourth inning. 1-0, and taken high by Arias, it's 2-0. Well, last start for Kelly, gave up two runs on a hit, on four hits because he walked two. Swing and a miss on Arias, a fastball upstairs, 2-1. Struck out six, which was a career high for him. They won on a walk-off in the ninth, 2-1, up and away, 3-1. Now he's on the Toledo bouncing ball, they'd off the second base bag. And the 3-1 from Antoine Kelly, swing and a miss. Now it's full 3-2 on Arias. Struck out swinging against Harbin back at the first. As Kelly's ready to rock and roll once again. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball just outside, ball four. Walked him 96 miles an hour. Just couldn't get it on the outside black enough. So one out walk to Arias. Here's Dylan Hasso, the first baseman. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Hasso also strikeout victim, his first time up, the righty batter against the righty Kelly. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. Slider cut a piece of it, actually. Battle in the middle of Alfonso for strike one. Well, Tarpon's come in just 10-23 on the season. Yesterday, it was the offense that couldn't get him over the finish line. As he'll one of the slider called strike on the outside corner, it's 0-2. Tarpons are 10-24 in the season. They've lost their last four, are just 4-15 here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. They have struggled at home this year. And the 0-2, fastball high, it's 1-2. Righty nods, look over his front left shoulder. And a toss back over to first as James Cooper signals back for his man at first in Arias. Does have three stolen bases, or seven this year, and 13 attempts. It's Dari Arias who has three. 1-2, there he goes, swinging a foul back behind home. So we'll do it again. Marauders looking to take the first two games of this six-game set. Still early in this one with some dark clouds overhead. 1-2. Sick check swing high and in. I think it's a fair ball, and he's out. That was a defensive swing there by Hasso, and it gets punched down on it, so it works for a strikeout for Antoine Kelly. And now two gone men at first. As here's Jackson Castillo. Toss over to first, Arias, who again was just running that very last pitch before the foul ball. Keller just keeping a close eye on him over there. First pitch to Jackson Castillo is a pitch out up and away for ball one. Set from the belt. And strides home the 1-0. Fastball just outside. It's 2-0. Two walks today by the Marauders pitching staff. That's been it. Only man to reach so far. Righty Kelly. It's 2-0. There he goes. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base. Couldn't be corralled by Delgado on a hop. who might have had a chance at the base runner. And Arias, I think he would have had him if he corralled it. And so now it's 3-0 with the runner on second base. And two gone in the fourth inning. Jackson Castillo homered yesterday in the same inning against Domingo Herman. So Arias has his eighth bag swipe of the season. An open base at first in the count 3-0. And Castillo taking the entire way. A fastball to knees, a 92 called strike. Here's a 3-1. And that's down and away. Ball four. Walked him. And now runner in late break to Arias at third. And no, they didn't get him. He's swimmy move over the tag. And now Jim Horner coming out saying, no way, Jose. They thought Rivas had him. I thought they still had him. He did the swim move around the tag, but I still thought Rivas had him. I don't know what Arias was thinking there. I think he thought there was a guy behind him at first and started going to third. It was a very late break, and it would have had him. Jim Horner still having a few words with Jared Neal, the field umpire today. So he gets his message in. And first and third with two outs. Bottom four, no score. But Tampa's knocking on the door here. So that'll be another stolen base for Arias. Still second and third. And the walk to Castillo. So Willie Montero, can he be the hero? Here in his fourth inning to get the Tarpons their first lead of the series. They have not led at all. They lost yesterday 4-3. First pitch, the righty batter is a fastball tongued down and away for ball one. Yesterday, boy, Tampa just struggled. They were 2-for-14 hitting with runners in scoring position. They left 15 on base, including the bases loaded to end the game. Now can they cash in here on Wednesday after they didn't do that yesterday? It's a million-dollar question. 1-0, and Slider bounces 2-0. Right now, Antoine Kelly just can't find the strike zone again. Now toss over to first for Kelly. Two balls and no strikes the pitch. And slider just outside, maybe a bit down. It's 3-0 on Montero, who's already walked once today. Boy, Marauders had a tough time finding the zone last night, too. They walked 10, which is two off from their season high. And a fastball is high for ball four. So three walks in the sitting for Antoine Kelly, and the bases are full for Hans Montero. And now Matt Ford, pitching coach, out to have a word. With the break of the action, let's get you some scores around the Florida State League here today. Clearwater got postponed today due to some weather just down the road. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Boy, Lakeland scored 8 runs in the first inning against Fort Myers at Joker Barton Stadium. They're up 10-0 in the third inning. They scored 2 more in the second inning. St. Louis, he gets a run at the top of the fourth. They're up 1-0 on Palm Beach, top 5. They're on the East Coast. And Dunedin just put up 3 at home at TD Ballpark against Jupiter. But the Hammerheads at the base loaded 2 outs right now at the top of the fourth inning. Bates is full, Tarpons, 2 outs, bottom 4, no score. And Hans Montero to the plate, first pitch bounces in for ball 1, so, geez. Antoine Kelly has thrown at least 6 straight balls, if not more. He has lost the zone. The righty's 1-0, And fastball in tight, 2-0. Still two outs in the inning, just one pitch away from getting out of it, but not what you want to do here and walk in a run. 2-0, swinging a fly ball, foul first base side. It's 2-1, and they're going to call a balk. So a balk is called late, and Jim Warner and the staffer asking where and what. So Bach scores a run. It's 1-0 Tarpons. So pitch does not count. It's 2-0 to Hans Montero. 1-0 Tarpons on a bases loaded Bach, which is just a backbreaker there for Antoine Kelly. See if he can get back on track here. Is a 2-0 to Montero. Fastball ripped down the right field line. Base hit. It rolls down towards the corner, cut off by Polanco. That score is Castillo, and Montero throws late to second base. It's a 2-RBI double, 3-0 Tarpons in the fourth. So just like that, a line drive scores two, a balk another, and it's 3-0 Tarpons as they've been out hit today, but three walks will crush you. Something that the Marauders did too much of on their first road trip in Lakeland. Just walked too many guys. That led to runs. Now Manuel Palencia, righty batter of the dish. First pitch is taken down and away for ball one. And Kelly's going to be a guy that's supposed to give you a couple innings here. They did just add Luigi Hernandez off the injured list today into the bullpen, so they have an extra arm. 1-0, so we're going to foul back. It's 1-1. Now Kelly went 75 pitches his last time out. Threw seven in the first, and right now he's at 34, so he's thrown 27 pitches in this inning as the 1-1, fouled off of the dish. It's 1-2. So he's nearing the possibility of throwing 35 pitches in an inning, which usually that's it. Once you run up against that, you're taken out. 1-2. So we're going to foul back. We'll try it again. One, two outs, runner at second, three runs home in this fourth inning. And the 1-2, swinging a tapper, rolled over third base side foul. A couple of tough ABs here. Look to second base, 1-2. Swing and a miss, fastball up in the zone at 93 miles an hour, gets him to end the fourth inning. But not before they get three runs on just one hit. Leave one man at second base. We head to the fifth. 3-0 Tarpons on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I say, will I go, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Tarpons get 3 runs in the 4th inning on a balk and a 2 RBI double from Hans Montero. They lead 3-0. In the top of the 5th inning, Brandon Dinner. Currently out hitting Tarpons 2-1, had a pair of singles last inning. What a pickoff, and then one man left on base to end it. First pitch, fastball's high for ball one to start this half inning. From Luis Serna's into the 5th, 1-0. And that's called strike on the inside corner by Eddie Rodriguez. It's 1-1. Flat out to left field his first time up. So 1-1's taken low, 2-1. And a 7-game hitting streak snapped. Back on Sunday, 2-1. Scott in the air, a mile high on the infield. Second baseman Montero's behind the bag. Now it gives way to the shortstop, and Lombard Jr. backpedals, makes the catch. Right in the top win that time. One gone the 5th on an adventurous out. Brings up Shalene Polanco. One out, sacks empty for Shalene Polanco. His first pitch is taken the knees and called strike, going 1 on Polanco, struck out swinging his first time up. A 1 taken low, it's 1-1. And the 1-1, Polanco swings, misses at a changeup, it's 1-2. One, two, swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone, and Serna's got another punch out. That's his 6th today. He's got Polanco for the 2nd time and 2 gone. For Solomon McGuire.
Number 29, Solomon McGuire.
So Luis Serna, 9 strikeouts is his season high that he had back in April at St. Lucie. First pitch, breaking ball is outside for ball 1 to Solomon McGuire. Native of Kellyville, Australia. Just outside Sydney, 1-0. Changeup called strike on the outside corner of the belt, it's 1-1. Grand home run on the 4th inning last night, did much of the offense, was most of it. As a 1-1 whiffs on a changeup, 1-2. Running a 5-game hitting streak. The 1-2, swing and a miss, changeup gets him. And a 1-2-3, 5th inning, 7 strikeouts for Luis Serna. And we hit at the halfway point now. 3-0, Tarpons on top here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First pitch from Antoine Kelly is a fastball just outside for ball one. Jhadari Arias, the right fielder. It's 1-0. Tarpons 3, Marauders nothing, bottom 5 here in Tampa. And a fastball sails high and away. It's 2-0. 3 runs last inning, 1 on a balk, and then 2 on a bases clearing double. And Bradenton has not been able to hit Luis Cerna so far. 2-0, swing and a foul back. It's 2-1. Cerna just completed his fifth inning. He's allowed just 2 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. And one of his best starts of the season. And what he's thrown 70 pitches, 42 strikes. It's been that nasty changeup. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball, hitting the air to center. Bishop ranges over to his right now, backs up the last second, puts it away. And one gone in the inning for George Lombard Jr. Well, that's been the fifth time now today that the leadoff man has been retired. So that's the good news for Bradenton there. One gone, base is empty, 3-0 Tarpons for George Lombard Jr. First pitch is a called strike, letter high, it's 0-1. One of 3 top 30 prospects in the Yankee system. Mentioned that Luis Cerna fell off. He was a top 30 guy at one point. And the 0-1's high and away. It's 1-1. He's the number 6 prospect in their system. Roger Garrius is number 3. The 1-1. Check swing, and he offered at it. It's 1-2. And now Lombard takes his a lot of time out. Well, his dad was a big leaguer. As the 1-2 is taken outside, 2-2. Currently the bench coach for the Detroit Tigers. There is a great picture in spring training of both them together. Obviously, Lakeland not too far away. They played each other, which George got to play in that same game. 2-2, swinging a bouncer to third off a lip of the infield. Big hop for Rivas. Sets his feet, fires a missile to first. And he's put away, 2 gone in the inning. But his dad, George Lombard, played for the Braves in 98 to 2000, Tigers in 02, the Devil Rays in 2003, and the Nationals in 2006. He's been a coach of the Dodgers from 16 to 20 before he moved over to the Tigers. First pitch is laced out and towards right center field, but Polanco's into his right, puts it away, and Hardman is retired for the final out in the fifth inning. So bounce back inning for Antoine Kelly. Retires him in order 1, 2, and 3. We head to the sixth. 3-0 Tarpons on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, 3-0. Tarpon's got three runs in the fourth inning. Luis Cerna's been twirling a gem on the mound as he faces 8-9-1. Javier Rivas, the righty, against the righty Cerna. First pitch, and that's taken high for ball one. It's 1-0. Well, Luis Cerna this season hasn't gone past the fifth inning. He pitched five. His last start against Clearwater, as that's rolled on the ground. The third, back in it by Arias, and sets his feet, throws across the diamond. It's in time. 5-3 put out, and one gone in the inning for Braylon Bishop. All right, now we got a visitor in the broadcast, but we have a dragonfly that seems to can't get out. Just go down, buddy. Get out of here. First pitch is a called strike. It's nothing and one to Bishop. With one out, bases empty, top of the six. 3-0 Tarpons ahead in the second game of six. 1-1 is Tapper back over the mound. Fielded by Arias. Exchanges, throws on the run, and it puts him away behind the mound. Arias came from way over. And they get Bishop. Two gone in the inning for Gerald Toledo.
Now batting second baseman, number 32, Gerald Toledo.
So Gerald Toledo, who's one for 2 days, got one of the two hits that came back-to-back with Delgado in the fourth inning. But Toledo was picked off before that second hit occurred. His first pitch is a slider on the outside corner called strike. It's nothing and one. Well, this may be a career high for Cerna. As Delano takes an inside fastball, 92 called strike, it's nothing at two. Don't think he's ever gone, went four innings of a high last year, went five innings back in August of 2022. He's gone five innings four different times. This is a career high now for him as the 0-2 skips in, it's 1-2. And what he was north of 75 or 70 pitches before, he's at 76. So here's the 1-2 from Cerna. Swinging a line drive out towards right center field, dunks in, base hit. And Gerald Toledo's aboard with his second hit tonight. The Marauders third. He's on with two gone for Connor Delgado. There is a righty throwing in the bullpen in right field. They're out of play here at George M. Steinbrenner Field, but tucked away. Can't get a number yet. As here's Connor Delgado, who singled back in the fourth as well. First pitch to him, switcher to batting left, pops it up in the air behind him. Valencia sheds the mask, he's on the track, puts it away, and that's the inning. Six shutout innings today by Luis Cerna. That might do it for him. As head of the bottom half of the frame, 3-0 Tarpons on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
First pitch from Antoine Kelly to Roger Garias is a called strike. On a breaking ball, it's nothing at one. Start things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0 Tarpons in front. Got all three runs in the fourth inning. And the 1-0 is low, it's 2-0. The sky's still a bit dark overhead, but nothing too ominous right now. As a 1-1, so we're going to foul back to the screen. It's 2-1. Zarius 0-for-1 today, walked and scored in the fourth inning. He scored on a balk. And the pitch home. There's a fastball taken outside. So it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the pitch home. Swinging a foul back. And still to do it again. Well, news coming across my phone that Aaron Judge just hit a 467-foot home run for the Yankees. Take a look at the Major League scoreboard between the Pirates and the Yankees. Buccos today were in Milwaukee wrapping up a series. They fell 10-2 as a 2-2 fastball sails high and the count's full. Now the Yankees are taking on the Twins. A Target Field in Minnesota, 1-0 on the home run from Judge. Marcus Stroman on the hill for the Yankees. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Big cut and a miss at a fastball, 95 miles an hour from Antoine Kelly. His leadoff man. One gone, nobody on the sixth for Dylan Hasso. Now just the third punch out for Antoine Kelly, who again has been getting better and better as the season has gone on. He's a guy that is just 20 years of age. And first pitch is outside for ball one. DeHasso playing first base today, batting right against the ready Antoine Kelly. Right now, Tarpons have just one hit as the 1-0 is popped in the air on a jam shot. Foul ground, third base side. Rivas calls off the catcher Alfonso and makes the grab. This could be one of those games where you get out hit or you just give up one or two hits and you lose by 3 runs. Runners down the last 9 outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 3-0 Tarpons trying to put an end to this 11-game winning streak for the Marauders. First pitch is high for ball one. To the lefty Jackson Castillo, it's ball one. 2 outs, base is empty, and the 1-0. So we've got a ground ball right side. First baseman over and a backhand. And Valdez flips to first to the covering pitcher in Antoine Kelly. So 1-2-3-6. That's now 7 in a row retired by Antoine. We head to the seventh. 3-0. Tarpons on the Marauders broadcast
now. Support for our armed forces on May 18th at the Tampa Carpenter.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Well, Marauders will face a new pitcher, not named Luis Cerna, for the first time tonight, as Jordy Luciano enters in out of the bullpen for the top of the seventh inning. Tarpons 3, Marauders nothing. And the righty Luciano's first pitch, bunt shown, and it's a called strike to Esmerlin Valdez. It's nothing and one. Going to get the bunt down. So Cerna goes 6 innings of shutout baseball. That was 3 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. The 0-1 to Esmerlin Valdez is low. It's 1-1 here on the power-hitting first baseman. 3-4 and 5 due up. The 1-1. And that's up and away. 2-1. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Luciano is making his 10th appearance of the season. 0-2 with a 9.56 ERA. And the 2-1. Bounces in. He spikes in a cutter that time. It's 3-1. Luciano has struck out 22, walked 19, though, in 16 innings. Spent the entire year last year at the FCO Yankees, where same story, 26 walks, 29 Ks, and 25 innings. 3-1, and that's outside, ball 4. So he walks leadoff Bannon, Esmerlin Valdez. As Valdez on base for the 16th straight game now with that walk.
Number 50, Omar Alfonso.
So leadoff man's on, top 7 for Omar Alfonso, the catcher. He's 0 for 2 today. Left at the plate, trailing 3-0 in the 7th. First pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and it's taken low for ball 1. The Marauders give up 3 runs. In the fourth inning, 3 walks lead to a wild balk that scored a run and then a 2-run double. That's the only hit for the Tarpons today. Came at the right time, 1-0. And fastball down and away, 2-0. So now a Cerna out of the game. Maybe the Marauders offense can get something here. And right now, Luciano just can't find the zone at all. 2-0. Alfonso taking the entire way. A fastball on the outside. Black called strike at 93. And watch the month of May hasn't been too kind to him. Had a 6.52 ERA after 5 appearances in April. Struck out 15, 9 and 2/3. As Alfonso takes low. 3-1. And in this month, he's walked more than he struck out. 6 in the third innings, 10 runs, 10 walks, 7 punch-outs, and 6 in the third innings for Luciano. 3-1, and there's a fastball, belt high, just catches the outer half, and it's full 3-2. You have 2 runs on just 1 hit, 3 walks, an inning and 2/3 against Clearwater's last appearance. Back on Sunday, 3-2, and Alfonso takes down and in, ball 4. So Luciano walks the first two to start this seventh inning. 3-0, Tarpons on top.
Number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
As Eddie Rodriguez steps to the plate, mound visit here for Manuel Palencia. Good chat with Luciano. Well, a 22 right-hander, native of Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. 5'10", 160-pound righty thrower. Again, just has a lot of command and control issues. Which is okay if you're a Marauder fan he'll get with that. He'll want to walk the bases loaded and drive in a few runs. As Rodriguez comes to the plate, nobody out first and second here in the seventh inning. Marauders looking to come from behind here. First pitch to Rodriguez is a called ball outside, just missed. The slider, it's 1-0. Only two of the three hits today coming from Gerald Toledo. Connor Delgado has the other. That's it, the three hits for the Marauders on the board. I could really use one here from Rodriguez, 1-0. And a fastball is run inside, 2-0. Thrown just three strikes today, Luciano has. 2-0. Fastball, called strike on the knees, and it's 2-1. Now just threw his fourth strike on 14 total pitches. After Luis Cerna was the opposite in the zone and often and ahead of hitters. And now Luciano steps off the backside of the rubber, wipes his brow on this 88-degree Wednesday night in Tampa. Two-one. Slider outside, 3-1. Shane Polanco waits on deck. They can get to him here. He's got a lot of power in the bat from the left side. And now time called by Rodriguez. One pitch, and that's taken low ball for Wachtum. So the bases are loaded here for Shalene Polanco after Luciano walks. The base is loaded, and already a new pitcher throwing at the bullpen in right field. Shalene Polanco, the plate, pressing Claiborne out, pitching coach from the first base dugout to have a word with Luciano. This is where it can get really dicey for the Tarpons after they've built themselves a nice 3-0 lead, but it can evaporate. And just one swing of the bat from Shalene Polanco. Marauders looking to win their 12th straight ball game, which 11 right now is the franchise record they set back on Sunday, picking up their 10th straight. Polanco coming to the plate. Marauders this season, they have been a lot better as of late, hitting with runners in scoring position than when they started. They were hitting, you know, just over 100 at the first couple weeks of the season. Now as a team hitting 228 with Polanco being 5 for 35 with 14 RBIs, though. First pitch is a called strike from Luciano, is back in the zone. It's nothing and one. 3-0 Tarpons, top seven. Bases are loaded. And nobody out in the inning on the righty Luciano. The 0-1, swinging a high fly ball in the air right center field. This will be the infield fly rule, it's called. And now the right fielder comes swooping in, and Dari Arias put it away. So big first down as Polanco set aside. And now Saul McGuire, another chance to be a hero tonight. Scored three of the four runs last night on a home run to right center field in towards the bleachers. Here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Just like the New York Yankees home back up the Bronx. First pitch to McGuire is swinging a rip back to the screen for strike one. McGuire had a big week last week and a pair of home runs. One yesterday being his third here with the Marauders this season. Playing in his 17th game as McGuire grounds it foul first base side. Underneath Ernesto Rosario to dance out of the way of it, and it's nothing and two. Well, McGuire, 8 RBIs in the season. And they're like 50 at-bats, so getting a lot of experience so far this season. No, 0-2. And that's down and in. Val is at third. Alfonso at second. Rodriguez is at first. Luciano walked. The bases loaded. And then Polanco flied out. And now he's ahead on McGuire at 1-2. With one out, top seven. 3-0 Tarpons. Ready, set from the letters. And the 1-2. Swinging a bouncer foul first base side as McGuire continues to fight it off. Talked with him again in the pregame today just about, you know, his family watching or listening to the baseball games and the time difference. It's morning time there. His family will record the game sometimes if they can't watch him. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. 95 got him. So Luciano picks up a strikeout and he's going to dance around a Houdini act here. Two outs, Spates is full, 3-0 Tarpons as Javier Rivas the dish. Ready, ready matchup. First pitch to Javi is called strike. Rivas thought it was a little bit up and in, but just catches a piece of the zone. It's nothing and one. Rivas this season 133 hitting with runners in scoring position. And the 0-1. So we're going to bouncer foul third base side. And two strikes on him. Well, this has been the Marauders' best chance today to get a run. And boy, that would be something. They'd be loaded, nobody out if they don't get a run here. But two outs, backs full 0-2. And Rivas pops it foul first base side out of play. Now this game was moving at a rapid pace, and it'll slow down here in this last two half innings. The 0-2. Swinging a broken back, ground ball to short. Lombard Jr. flips to second base, and they nearly get him at the bag to end the inning. So Luciano loaded him up, but gets out of it, and tosses zero on the scoreboard to end the seventh inning. And stretch time, 3-0 Tarpons. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Saturday, May 25th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Luigi Hernandez out of the bullpen for the Marauders in the bottom of the seventh inning. with Brendan trailing 3-0 the Tampa Tarpons. Willie Montero, first bat of the righty. And it takes a fastball to knees. 96 for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Hernandez just off the injured list today. He's been on there for quite a while. As the 0-1's flied foul, first base side out of play. It's nothing and two. Hernandez had been on there since April 20th and activated, so about just under a month. He broke camp with the Marauders. Our last appearance came on April 16th against the Tortugas. Fastball high and in. It's 1-2. Pitch is a called strike, 3 at the kneecaps. So Hernandez, first batter off the injured list, strikes out Montero. One gone, nobody on. 3-0 Tarpons though for Hans Montero. The line for Antoine Kelly. Allows 3 runs on a hit. Walk 3, struck out 3 in 4 innings. 59 total pitches, 32 strikes. First pitch is laced out toward left center field, base hit. It splits the eye. Rodriguez swoops in and cuts it off. And Montero has his second hit today. He's got both hits for the Tarpons. Marauders out, hitting the Tarpons 3-2, but Tampa's got the lead. That's because of a big inning they had in the fourth. And they scored 3 runs on just the one hit. Because of a balk and a 2-RBI double for Montero. So he's 2-for-3 tonight. Here is Manuel Palencia, the righty. Takes a slider down and away from Hernandez. It's 1-0. Wind still gusting out towards left center here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And the 1-0 line drive to the left side in the left field. Advances to second base is Montero. First and second, one gone, as the bats have awoken here for Tampa against Luigi Hernandez. Here's Darby Arias. Well, Luigi Hernandez, let's get to meet him. Native, was born in the Bronx, 20 years of age. 6 foot, 185 pound righty thrower. Deep breath in the first pitch to Arias. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. It's a foul ball. Well, making his third appearance of the season, comes in 0-1 at 7.71 ERA. Gave up 4 and runs in 4 2/3 innings. Has walked 7 and a strikeout 5. Gave up 2 runs on a hit in 2 1/3 innings against Daytona. Walked 3 and struck out 2. And that was back on April 16th. The 0-1, and that's outside, taking, it's 1-1. Runners at first and second, one out, bottom 7, 3-0 Tampa. And the 1-1, bounces in, gets away off Alfonso to the backstop. So wild pitch, puts runners at second and third. Count 2-1 on Arias. So now a base hit can score 2 more for Tampa. That's just been the MO today. Starry Arias, infield will come in on the grass here. Waits 2-1. Fastball up and in, 3-1. Three balls and one strike. And now a time called by Arias. With the top of the order waiting on deck. This is a very dangerous spot. Hernandez and the Marauders, they have to keep this a 3-run deficit. With 6 outs to play for. And the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got a good fastball there at 94 on the outer half. And Arias couldn't make contact with it. So the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Swinging a broken bat, line drive, speared. Throwback to third. It's scooped by Rivas. Double play. From Toledo to Rivas. Inning-ending. Twin killer. And we head to the eighth inning. Still a 3-0 Tarpons lead after 7 in Tampa on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Ryan Bishop leads off things in the top of the eighth inning. Marauders still trailing 3-0. Need some offense. Need to get it going now. First pitch to the lefty. It's a fastball high from Jordy Luciano. It's ball one. Well, Luciano worked to Houdiniak last inning. Walked the first three batters to load the bases. Fly out, strike out, ground out to end the inning. 1-0 to Bishop. Swing to foul back behind him. It's 1-1. Bishop is also just coming off the injured list 2 days ago. And so making his first appearance since, the 21-year-old from Texarkana, Arkansas. 1-1. Breaking ball called. Strike on the outer half. It's 1-2. Rehab with the Complex League team. 1-2. Fastball outside, 2-2. He's 0 for 2 tonight, but with the FCL Pirates, went 2 for 6, 2 RBIs, 4 walks, and 2 runs scored. 2-2. So we got a sharp ground ball foul. First base side, and they'll do it again. But his last game played was on April 11th. He was injured trying to make a play on a ball in center field. He was really injured on a swing in the first inning, then trying to make a play in the second, and then he exited right after that. So two balls and two strikes on Braylon Bishop. And the pitch is high and away with a changeup from Luciano, and the count's full. Well, Luciano's already lowered his ERA to 9. It was almost 10 to start here in this outing. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Gets a fastball on the outer half. Blown right past Bishop. Second strikeout for Luciano. He's retired the last 4. One gone. Nobody on the 8th for Gerald Toledo. That's going to do it as James Cooper comes out from the first base dugout. Manager for the Tarpons points to the bullpen. So pitching change underway here in Tampa. 3-0 Tarpons. One out, bases empty in the 8th on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jordan Luciano with an inning and a third, scoreless out of the bullpen, is now replaced by Aaron Nixon, 22-year-old out of Mississippi State, who comes in the top of the eighth inning, 3-0 Tarpons, one out, base is empty, looking to snap the Marauders' 11-game winning streak, haven't lost since that second game of the Fort Myers series, which was also on a Wednesday, so it's been 2 weeks. First pitch, fastball, down and away for ball one. It's 1-0 to Gerald Toledo, switcher to batting left. He's got two hits today. He's 2-for-3. Righty from the letters and the 1-0. Fastball ripped out and missed on the outside corner at 93. It's 1-1. 22-year-old Nixon appearing in his 12th game this season. He's 1-0 with a 2.55 ERA. One save and one opportunity. Maybe we'll see him here close out the ball game. And the 1-1, fastball on the inside corner, called strike. And it's 1-2. 15 walks, 19 strikeouts, and 17 2/3 innings for Nixon. Signed as a minor league non-drafted free agent last year after the draft. 1-2, Toledo fishes after a ball in the dirt for strike three. Two K's in the inning, one from Luciano, another from Nixon. And here is Connor Delgado. Marauders trailing, 3-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Sacks empty. Here's first pitch to Delgado. Ripped out and missed for strike one. Nixon, who is a native of McAllen, Texas, started his career at UT. University of Texas, and then transferred to Mississippi State after pitching at Texas for 2 years. A one, and Delgado swings and misses at it. It's nothing and two. Had nine saves and a 2-1-2 ERA at Texas in 21, and then 22, five saves and 30 in the third innings, but a 5.04 ERA, and then transferred to Mississippi State. Started made 16 appearances of the bullpen. 0-2. Jack swing, and they appeal the first. He didn't go around, said Jared Neal. It's 1-2. Righty sets from the letters. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Three strikeouts in the inning between two different pitchers for the Tarpons. We handle the last of the eighth inning. 3-0 Tampa here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Luis Hernandez out for his second inning of work in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tarpons have a 3-0 advantage. They scored all three runs back in the fourth inning. Open snap is 11-game winning streak for the Marauders. Hernandez from the windup, first base side of the rubber, deals home. And it's a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1 to George Lombard Jr. Shortstop's 0-3 today. A pair of ground outs and a line out to left field. As Luigi's 0-1, and fastball tugged outside, 1-1. The last loss for Bradenton. Again, they've won 11 straight. 1-1 is popped in the air, foul, first base side, out of play, it's 1-2. Came back on May the 1st. They were shut out 2-0. Well, they're on the verge of being shut out here 3-0. Each team with three hits today, no errors. Three runs coming, one on a block, and two on a double from Hans Montero. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone at 94 miles an hour is blown past him. Second strikeout for Luigi today. One gone in the eighth for Tyler Hardman.
Number 16,
Hardman, who's on minor league rehab from AA Somerset. 0-3 with a line out, fly out, and a ground out today. First pitch of the righty batter. Is a check swing called strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Now Hardman has swung at the first pitch the last two times and put it in play. As here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone at 93. It's 0-2. Roger Garrias is on deck. As Hardman put away here by Hernandez. Looks like a man on a mission this eighth inning now. Now he got one under his belt. 0-2. And that's called third strike. Just caught a piece of the zone. And gets him on just three pitches. Third punch out today. Back-to-back hitter sat down by Hernandez. And two out, sacks empty for Roger Garrias. Tampa, though, with a 3-0 lead. Azarias 0-2 in the walk. First pitch is swung on and foul tip for strike one. Arias with the walk, though, now a 9-game on base streak for him. And the 0-1, the switch hitter batting left. Takes the knees, calling strike 0-2. Boy, this is probably the best we've seen Luigi Hernandez this year in this inning right now. Excited to see about, you know, what's to come with his development. The 0-2. Fastball high and away, 94. One-two pitch. Tucks it in the dirt as Arias just dances out of the way of it. He's looking back towards home, and it almost hit me. See if he can get one. Open up higher, Frank Jones, if he would signal or not that it hit him. So it's 2 balls and 2 strikes as now Arias takes his time. Catch a breather real quick as Hernandez looks to just bear down and get this last strike over the plate. Marauders chasing three runs. After a long wait, here's the 2-2. Two outs, base is empty. And that's tugged inside for ball three. But Dylan Hosso on deck for Tampa. Marauders' 11-game winning streak on the line here tonight at Tampa. Winning yesterday, 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit down the right field line towards the short porch. And one hops off the wall. Arias digs for second. He's in standing. And it's a two-out double. Here in the eighth inning for Roger Arias, the Yankees' number three prospect. So he's at second after he was behind two strikes early in that count, too. He comes back, works it full, and ends up with a double. So he's at second, 3-0. Tarpon's looking to add a few more on here as Dylan Hosso to the dish. But first here is Matt Ford, the pitching coach. Out from the dugout, there is a reliever warming in the Marauders' bullpen in the left field line. Well, speaking of Arias, there was an article today by MILB.com, so minor league site, just about the best switch hitters in the minors right now. And one of those being Jason Dominguez, who's on Major League Rehab with the Yankees here in Tampa. We saw him yesterday with a hit, so he was number two. Brooks Lee was number one, the Twins' number two prospect, number 16 overall. Dominguez, the Yankees' number one, number 32 overall, nicknamed the Martian. But you'll see Roger Garis is in there, a switch hitter. Was the top international prospect in 2022. He's number again six on the list. Top 100 guy, number 89. Yankees number four down. First pitch is a fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Dylan Hosso, it's nothing and one. Again, they just reshuffled the top 30s for each organization this week, and so they dropped Arias down a spot. Yo, one. And down it in for a ball, one and one, with a sweeping slider that time. It's ball to strike on Hosso. He's hitless today, 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a pop-out. Look to second and the 1-1. Swing and a line drive to left field. Base hit. Rodriguez plays on a hop. Arias around third base. His throw is late on two hops. And an RBI single for Dylan Hosso makes it 4-0 Tarpons in the eighth. So 4-0 Tampa. Here is Jackson Castillo, a left-handed hitting center fielder. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored back in the three-run fourth inning. First pitch from Hernandez is a fastball outside for ball one. Hernandez checks the runner over his shoulder, 1-0. And fastball outside, 2-0. Boy, Marauders were just so close from getting out of this inning with a 1-2-3. And then the Arias double, and now a Hosso single. Makes it a bit tougher here for the Marauders to dig out of this hole. Down four here in the eighth. 2-0. And that's at the kneecaps, called strike. Well, there's still a chance. Marauders offense with three hits today. Tarpons with two in the sitting, now five. Wave and a miss. Pitch at the knees. It's 2-2. Deuce is wild on the scoreboard in left center with two outs. And two balls and two strikes. The pitch. And that's close. It's a ball down and as Alfonso trying to pitch for it. Full 3-2, so runner in motion on first as Now this plays behind the runner. There he goes, 3-2, and that's high and in, ball four, he walked him. So the eighth inning continues. And now we're nearing the end of the line for Hernandez. Right on cue, here comes Jim Horner from the third base dugout. That would do it. So new pitcher in to face Willie Montero after three straight men reach in the eighth inning. Pitching change underway, 4-0 Tarpons in the eighth here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Gary McMillan's new arm in the ball game for the Bradenton Marauders is here in place. Luigi Hernandez. Who is responsible for the runners out of first and second? He gave up a run on was earned on a walk. Four hits sitting in two thirds, three strikeouts for Luigi Hernandez. And now McMillan in and try to leave it here. 4-0 Tarpons, bottom eight. So here is Willie Montero, the righty batter, first pitch, and a curveball is Luke Fowl, first base side of the play for strike one. McMillan, a 14th round pick out of Alabama last year, 23 years of age, is 0-2 with a 4.26 ERA coming in, making his 11th appearance. 12 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 12 2/3 innings. A look to second 0-1, and fastball just high, 92, up and away, it's 1-1. McMillan made his last appearance against St. Lucie almost a week ago, last Thursday. 1-1. And that's at the kneecaps, called strike with a fastball. It's 1-2. Ending in 2/3, scoreless. Walked one, struck out two, and allowed three hits out of the bullpen. And two outs, first and second here in the eighth, 1-2. Curveball, fisted in the air, shallow left center field, it dunks in, base hit. Castillo advances to second, Hasso scores from second base. And it's 5-0, Tarpons.
Now batting the second baseman, number 10, Hans
Montero. So two runs scoring singles in this eighth inning. That one, just a little blooper. Gets the job done as Hans Montero to the plate. Righty second baseman, 2-for-3 tonight. He's been the best hitter tonight. Two RBI double back in the fourth inning that scored two of the three runs. McMillan's first pitch is on its way. And fastball low for ball one. First and second, two gone, still in the eighth inning. 5-0 Tarpons. They scored two. Right now, a seventh man at the plate of this half inning. Now the 1-0. Curveball on the inside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. And McMillan readies, and his 1-1 delivery. Swinging a foul off Alfonso. It caught him pretty clean on the right arm area. And now the attention turns to him. But open umpire Frank Jones gives him a few minutes, cleans off home plate. As Alfonso might have caught it right on the hand. Did that on Sunday where he caught one right off the hand as well. And now Alexa DeHaesler is out. Trainer for Bradenton. Checking on his hand right now, making sure everything's okay. He's going to try to throw a baseball here to McMillan just to make sure he's okay. He's throwing it okay right now. He says it's good. So let's continue here. In the eighth inning with two outs. So it's 1-2 on Montero, the second baseman. Look to second, the pitch. Straight up pop foul, first baseline. Which of Alfonso to come out. Justin Mickness is the only other catch in the roster right now. Garrett Forster is on the IL. They do have a catcher on the development list, John Lopez. So if anything, it would have happened to Lamaro if Alfonso had to miss a few games. But they're at the 30 roster max right now. 1-2. Jack swing on a slider, and the PO, he did not go around. So it's 2-2 with first and second. Two gone, two runs in. McMillan just looking to end the inning right here. 2-2. Fastball outside, ball three. Manuel Palencia's on deck for Tampa. 3-2, the pitch. Runners in motion, there they go. And a curveball, high ball four, he missed it. Another walk in this game for Bradenton. And it's only their six, but they've come at inopportune times. Walked him loaded in the fourth inning and led to all three runs. They've walked two in this half inning, in which now the bases are full with Castu, who walked, he's at third. Montero's at second, and now Hans Montero, who's at first. And first pitch, breaking ball, high, chopper foul, third base side. Off the bat of Palencia for strike one. It's one for three tonight. So count nothing and one. 5-0 Tarpons and lead by two here in the eighth inning they've added. McMillan ready, 0-1. Swinging a pop-up, first base side, foul territory. Alfonso and Valdez over, and it's Valdez who secures it with two hands on the track to end the inning. But not before Tarpons get two more runs. They do leave him loaded here in this eighth inning. 5-0 Tampa, the ninth we had. Last chance, Riders chasing five. Here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long.
Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at @BradentonMarauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning in Bradenton, or in Tampa. It's Bradenton trails 5 runs right now. After Tampa gets 2 more. In the bottom of the eighth inning. So it's up to this lineup right now at 3, 4, and 5 as Merlin Valdez, Omar Alfonso, and Eddie Rodriguez to get these 5 runs back. 11-game win streak on the line for Bradenton as Aaron Nixon back out. Close out this ballgame. Righty Valdez at the plate against the righty Nixon. First pitch. Swinging a chopper to third. At the kneecaps. Reeled in by Arias. High throw, but still get him. In time on one pitch. One out in the ninth. And Bradenton's last loss came back on May the 1st at home against Fort Myers. 11-game winning streak is... tied for the longest with Jersey Shore, who got 11, and their streak was snapped yesterday. So it's already a franchise record. It's right now a tie for the minor league record for wins in a row. First pitch, Omar Alfonso left. He takes a called strike on the outer half. It's nothing and one. The previous record was held by Akron and the Rubber Ducks, double A for the Cleveland Guardians. They had won 10 straight earlier before Jersey Shore and Bradenton have gotten 11. The 0-1, Alfonso takes a fastball on the inside edge, called strike, nothing and two. Well, Nixon looking for his second save of the season. And Beacon converted here. He's ahead on the second batter, Alfonso, no balls and 2 strikes. Looks in for the sign. And the 0-2. Fastball just low. It's 1-2. And Alfonso checks the swing on a ball in the dirt, and it's now 2-2. Omar walked back in the seventh inning. He's 0 for 2 today. Florida State League Player of the Week last week in series against St. Lucie. He's been on base now 4 straight games. 2-2. That's outside. Ball 3 from Nixon. Tarpons have lost their last 4. A win today would snap that spell. Nixon again ready. It's 3-2. Fastball outside. Ball 4. Alfonso walks. So some life here for Bradenton as he's aboard for the second time today. And now brings up Eddie Rodriguez, who also walked his last trip up. So man on first, one gone. Top 9, 5-0 Tarpons. So Rodriguez to the dish, the right-handed batter. Against the righty Nixon. First pitch on its way. And fastball high and in for ball 1. Still a long way to go here, but Bradenton, if they want to come back and tie this game, that's what you have to do. Just chip away and get 1. And the 1-0. Swinging a high, chopper to third. Arias Fields, letter high. Throw to second for 1. No play at first. It was too slow of a developing play. So a 6-5 fielder's choice. And Alfonso at second for the second out. So Bradenton down their last out tonight. Runner on first, two outs, 5-0 Tarpons. Polanco at the plate. Now Bradenton this season has been shut out just that one time. As the fastball is outside of 93 for ball one, the lefty Polanco. So that's the irony of it. The winning streak came on the heels of being shut out for the first time this season, and it may come to an end when they get shut out to end it. They're trailing 5-0. The 1-0 to Polanco, swing and a miss on a heavy changeup. It's 1-1. Polanco's 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a flyout tonight. Ball game was started by Ryan Harbin, minor league rehabber, Antoine Kelly, then Luigi Hernandez and McMillan for Bradenton. That's a 1-1, fastball high and in, it's 2-1. Luis Cerna for the Tarpons was excellent. Career high 6 innings, he punched out 7. Two on home. Swing and a miss as Polanco lunges at a changeup. It's 2-2. And so Bradenton down to their last strike tonight. Down 5-0, 11-game winning streak on the line here in Tampa. Nixon, readies, it goes again. The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, driven well to center field. Montero racing back towards the warning track, reels it in right in front of the wall. And the Tarpons snap the Marauders. 11-game winning streak in the ninth. No runs on, no hits, one man left on base. Final score, Tarpons 5, Bradenton nothing, as they've been shut out for the second time this season. Post-game show coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to George M. Steinbrenner Field. Thomas and Cirilli here on the postgame show as Tarpons win 5-0. They snap the Marauders' 11-game winning streak here tonight in New York. Frank Sinatra playing in the background here in Tampa. Well, before we take you back to this one, let's take a look at some of the out-of-town scoreboard, starting with the Pittsburgh Pirates org. Pirates today, Major League Club, they were in Milwaukee wrapping up their series. Martin Perez took the loss against a rookie, Robert Gasser, for the Brewers, who just out-dueled him today. Perez ended up giving up 9 runs and 11 hits in 5 innings, struck out 4, gave 5 home runs today. Ouch. And which a 5-run third inning was really what did him in. Also gave 3 runs in the 6th inning as the Pirates lose a series in Milwaukee, and so they fall back another game. Triple-A Indianapolis. Now they, let's see, they were rained out again today. Wet grounds at Victory Field, so they have a doubleheader on the May 19th. I think that's Sunday. It is. So Sunday they play a doubleheader against the Mudhens. They didn't play yesterday either, so second straight day they were not able to play. Double-A Altoona falls 4-3 on the road at Akron again. They're walked off last night. Tonight, no heroics, just lose a 1-run ball game as Poyu Chen's a loser there in Akron. Greensboro, though, picking up the lone win today, and the Pirates system pick up 2-1 victory over the Hickory Crawdads as J.P. Massey the win there for Greensboro. In the Florida State League, everybody pretty much final today, but Lakeland. Boy, Lakeland, I told you earlier they scored 8 runs in the first inning. They scored 2 more in the second. They're up 16-1 on Fort Myers, a long night there at Joker Martin Stadium. Everybody else final, though. Dunedin 5-0 win today over Jupiter. Palm Beach 2-1 today. They walk off St. Louis, scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning to win over the St. Louisie Mets. Again, boy, that's just tough for the Louis. They now have lost 11 straight games, and they walked off probably about 4 times now. Marauders walked off 3 times against them. So a tough one there. Clearwater, only team not to play today. They were postponed to inclement weather. They will play tomorrow. Doubleheader against the Daytona Tortugas. When we come back, we'll take you back to this one. Get you ready for tomorrow in Game 3 of the 6-game set in Tampa. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Marauders postgame show as Bradenton fell to the Tampa Tarpons today 5-0 to snap their 11-game losing streak here in Game 2 of the 6-game series. Well, it's a pretty quick one for you on the recap side of things because Luis Cerna just absolutely pitches behind it off today. He ended up going 6 innings of shutout baseball out, just 3 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts, his best start of the season, a career-high 6 innings as well. As Tarpon's got a really good quality start out of him today, and he ended up picking up his second win of the season. Tarpon's got their runs, 3 of them coming in the 4th inning after Ryan Harbin, minor league rehabber from High A Greensboro, went the first 2. Antoine Kellyan after that, as he would walk the bases loaded, he hit A runner on first with two outs, and then Jackson Castillo walks, Willie Montero walks, and then a balk scores Roger Arias from third. Next batter, Hans Montero, a bases-clearing double down the right field line to score two more, and it was a 3-0 Tarpons lead at that point. It stayed that way until the eighth inning when Luigi Hernandez, who got the first two outs, I mean, it looked like he was going to cruise through, struck out George Lombard, Jr., Tyler Hardman before a double from Roger Arias off the wall in right field, and Dylan Hosto singles him home to add on another. A walk before an RBI single from Willie Montero against then Garrett McMillan facing his first batter before a walk to load the bases again, and Manuel Palencia pops out to end the inning. But they get two more runs in the eighth to go up 5-0. Marauders had a runner in the ninth inning on a walk to Moral Alfonso. Fielder's choice fly out to end the ballgame. So final numbers, no runs on three hits, no errors, six men left on base for Bradenton. Tarpons 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 6 men left on base. Winning pitchers Luis Cerna improves to 2-2. Antoine Kelly, the loser, falls to 1-3 as Aaron Nixon picks up the save, his second of the season. Well, the good news is, you know, sadly the 11-game win streak comes to an end, but the good news is they can start another one tomorrow, Thursday, here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. They will send the right-hander Carlson Reed to the bump, 2-1 at 1.75 ERA against Cade Smith, 1-1 at 2.77 earned run average. First pitch coming at you right here at 6.30 p.m. We'll get the pregame show rolling at 6.10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Big thank you to Saul McGuire for taking a few minutes out of his day to take a chat with us. Talking about all things, great conversation with him. We'll try to get online there for you to hear if you miss it. But again, Marauders fall tonight by a final score of 5-0. Thomas Zarella saying so long from George M. Steinbrenner Field. Marauders look to get back on a win streak starting tomorrow right here in Tampa. We'll see you then. Carlson Reed will get the baseball around the same time tomorrow. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.